If you take your Bibles, please, and turn to Psalm 31. Be a good place to begin this morning. Psalm 31, verse 19. It says, "O how great is thy goodness, which thou hast laid up for them that fear thee, which thou hast wrought for them that trust in thee before the sons of men. Thou shalt hide them in the secret of thy presence from the pride of man. Thou shalt keep them secretly in a pavilion from the strife of tongues." You know, I know as we live our lives, it gets busy. A lot of things going on. I would say if you're pretty much a normal person, you can't get accomplished everything in a day that you would like to get accomplished. So then you begin the next day, maybe to start all over again to do that. But you know, this right here, verse 20 says, "Especially thou shalt hide them in the secret of thy presence from the pride of man. Thou shalt keep them secretly in a pavilion from the strife of tongues." You know, it's really important for us to be refreshed and strengthened in God's presence. And that's so that we can continue with some joy. Some joy. We should be really joyful. In our lives, you know, something that God's Word directs us and talks to us about is that our joy would be full. And, you know, there's a verse in Psalm 16 that says, "In thy presence is fullness of joy." In 1 John it said that we write these things unto you that your joy may be full. So my encouragement this morning is we're going to learn the importance of being quiet. I know we live in a world where everybody wants to speak up and speak their mind and make known their opinions and how important what they have to say is. But the title of this teaching is called Our Secret Place. And when we spend time with God in prayer and in the Word, we enter into that secret place, which is a place of peace, it's a place of rest, and it's a place of security. It's where we give our cares to God, and we trust God to take care of us. It is where we are protected. And certainly some of the things that the enemy tries to attack us with are untrue thoughts, hurtful words, and or the circumstances of life. Anybody ever had an attack in any one of those categories? If you're not raising your hand, you should be. Because if you have never had a thought in your mind that's not true, then something's wrong with you. You're perfect. That's one of the ways that the enemy introduces the deception of his lies is with the thoughts that he promotes and promulgates. He doesn't care how it gets across to you, whether it's through your administration at your work, the media, your best friend. It doesn't matter. But what these tactics do, and what they're used for, and they're used actually very effectively to bring pressure, to bring anxiety, and to bring stress. I would like to say before you all that I have had stress in my life this week. Is there anyone else here who has had some form of stress in their life this week? Yes. Absolutely. Absolutely. You know why? We are in a spiritual life here. And we have been studying and spending so much time talking about praising, about worshiping, about giving our hearts to God, opening ourselves up to God, giving God the one thing He really desires to have. John 4:24, remember? They that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. You know, the one thing the enemy wanted, it caused the fall of the enemy. What did he primarily want behind the scenes? You know, the devil's like the Wizard of Oz, kind of. He's controlling things and manipulating things. But when you pull the curtain back, you see it for what it really is. The one thing the adversary, the devil, really wanted was praise. See, so in some respects, maybe it comes as no surprise that he's trying to put pressure on people, fill them full of anxiety, get them all stressed out. So guess what? They completely forget about praising and thanking and the benefits of the things that God has given them. That's why it's so critical for us to get into the secret place. Get into that environment where we are fellowshipping intimately with God. See? And I'm talking outside of this environment. Because if this is the only environment you're getting it, then pressure, anxiety, and stress can pretty much be a guarantee of the types of fruit that you will be, I'm not going to say enjoying, putting up with. See? How do we defend ourselves against those things that the enemy would throw at us? Because we're all pushed for time. See? You could sit there and ask yourself, well, easy for you to say that, but I don't have any time in my life. I already get up at 4:30 in the morning. I get home at 6:30 at night. I have kids. I have responsibilities. I have fellowship. Yada. Wow. And I'd say, man, you are busy. See. But look, verse 20, thou shalt hide them in the secret of thy presence from the pride of man. Thou shalt keep them secretly in a pavilion from the strife of tongues. You see, we can be assured that whatever others speak against us, or whatever circumstances or situations arise, it can't hurt us. It can't get to us. It can't get to our hearts. Because we're protected by His presence. Look in Isaiah chapter 54, verse 17. Because I'll tell you, to try to walk as a man or a woman of God with no joy in your life, whew, it is a drudgery. It is hard work. See? And many times what ends up happening is we then try to do it in our own strength. And we become religious in our activities. See? Rather than realizing it's not in us. I mean, it's in us, but it's not in what we have done or are doing to bring these things to pass. See, a lot of traditional Christianity has taught, do, 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 get out there, do it, do it. But you know, the true heart of God's Word says it's already done. Done, done, done. And that's why so many times there's this push to control people's behavior. When behavior is not really the issue. The issue is really more of people don't understand who they are. Truly. You know, I bet that's something we could go into that secret place and talk to God about. And you know, let's say, Father, or however you started, I don't know. I don't see my life that big. I don't understand this. I hear what Barney's teaching on Sunday, but I need to see this for myself. You have just opened the door for God Almighty to work with you to such a point that He will show you things about your life that you will never forget. All God is doing is waiting for us to ask the right questions. He can't force it on you. See? What was that somebody said? You have not because you ask not. How about, you know what, Father? I don't really understand how to walk by the Spirit. Well, but, you know, no one will hear you when you say that. It'll just be you and God, because God already really knows. See? Then we'll have to, like, fake it. Okay? Hey. We're honest in our walk before God. We can talk to God about anything because He already knows. anything. See? Where were we? Isaiah chapter 54. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I love this verse. Isaiah chapter 54, verse 17. No weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me. Wow. No weapon that is formed against you shall prosper. I'll read the Amplified Version. But no weapon that is formed against you shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against you in judgment you shall show to be in wrong. This peace, righteousness, security, triumph over opposition is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, those in whom the ideal servant of the Lord is reproduced. This is the righteousness or the vindication which they obtain from me, and that is which I impart to them as part of their justification. You see, the nature of God has been reproduced in each and every one of us who's confessed Romans 10, 9, and 10. That's the beauty of what Jesus Christ did in His finished work. He gave everyone the ability to walk like He did. See? But there's something that you find as you look at the exemplary life of the Lord Jesus Christ is that He got together with God quite a bit. Matter of fact, before He made major decisions, a lot of times the Word says He was up all night in prayer. See. Look at Exodus chapter 33. Exodus chapter 33. Way back there. You know what I like? Love sharing these types of things because really they're so practical. And they're so timely. Because we're all going through it together. See? I face the same battles you do day after day after day. Challenges to renew my mind, to control my thinking, to spend time with God, to go before God and ask Him questions. You know? Exodus chapter 33, verse 12. Moses said unto the Lord, See, thou sayest unto me, Bring up this people, and thou hast not let me know whom thou wilt send with me. Yet thou hast said, I know thee by name, and thou hast also found grace in my sight. Verse 13. Now therefore I pray thee, if I have found grace in thy sight, show me now thy way, that I may know thee, that I might find grace in thy sight, and consider that this nation is thy people. Verse 14, he said, My presence shall go with thee, and I will give thee rest. In verse 15, Moses said, And if he said unto him, If thy presence go not with me, I'm not going either. Okay? That's the kind of talking terms that Moses and God were on, because Moses, he was scared. I mean, he was getting this responsibility dropped on him that was a pretty major deal, you know? But God reassured him that He would go with him. But Moses' response was one that said, Okay, but if you don't go, then don't send me either. Okay? It's a fascinating subject, learning how to stay peaceful and quiet on the inside. I want to read a little bit from a book by Joyce Myers called Eight Ways to Keep the Devil Under Your Feet. We really need to understand the awesomeness of the presence of God and what is available to us as believers. Why in the world would we not want to spend time with God? We hang on the telephone or texting. We hang out in the shopping center. We watch television. There's no problem with that. Listen to this statement. The devil fights us more on spending time with God than he does on any other part of our Christian life. How about that? The devil works overtime to keep you away from God. The very thing that your heart seeks after and has such a hunger for, it's the only thing that's going to be satisfying to your soul. It's the only thing that's going to energize you and strengthen you to really bring out the spiritual nature that's within you. I know that because I've tried other ways of trying to do it on my own. It is hard work. Much rather have God working on my behalf in intimate fellowship with Him than me having to try to figure everything out.